Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this May 1st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a couple of text messages during the break. People texting me family, and I send them back the link to the website as well as the phone number. So, again, if you know anybody going through these issues, having these struggles, just text me family and we'll send you the link and you guys can get in touch with Jonathan and he can share some advice and guidance through the process and hopefully get things resolved and get you guys back on track. So greatly appreciate it. One of the things that you have to understand is the process. Again, I always talk about the process. I did not know that the friend of the court was all about the money. I did not know that. Friend of the court. Now, I understand, unfortunately, families break down. Divorce happens. I understand that. But when there's children involved, there's a mom and there's a dad. Hopefully, in a normal functioning family, grandparents are still alive. These young children need to see their grandparents. The father's parents, the mother's parents, the kids need some normalcy in their lives, even though the nuclear family has split, has broken up. Maybe mom is taking the kids to church on Sundays. Maybe she's not. Maybe dad, when he has them for the weekend, maybe he takes them to church. Or maybe he doesn't. But there needs to be some normalcy in these young people's lives. Because if they see marriage as being dysfunctional, well, I'm not going to get married because all it's going to do is lead to a divorce. And I don't want to go through those arguments. I don't want to go through those fights. I don't want to be torn between my mom and dad on weekends. I don't want to be shuttled back and forth, meeting them at the local McDonald's or wherever to exchange custody. It's ugly. It's painful. It's a fact of life. It's part of our society. But over the years, Jonathan has learned some things. He's very intelligent. In my opinion, I don't know what his IQ is, but if he was tested, I firmly believe he's a genius. The things that he's able to do with this computer that I'm talking through to you today, folks, I have literally been at the top of the news hour at 9 o'clock getting ready to go on this microphone, and I couldn't get the computer to open. So I'd call Jonathan. Jonathan, I'm getting ready to go on the air. I can't get my laptop to launch the programs to get me into the studio. Help me out. No problem, Randy. Logs into my computer remotely. I don't even know how he does it. He goes through and click, click, click. I'm watching him on the screen. Oh, yeah. This program was updating and it failed. I'll update it for you real quick. Click, updated, restart the computer. Boom, you're good to go. The music's playing. And I connect to the studio. Hey, everybody, welcome into today's show. He's done that. I can't even begin to count how many times he's done that for us over the years. Got us hooked up with a virtual protection network, a VPN, and coming to you broadcasting actually from a foreign country. Right now, this computer is not in the United States. As a result, have you noticed a lot of our crashing has stopped? It's all begun because of Jonathan. Legendary Systems is the website, the name of his company. You've been hearing the commercials. VPN services, as well as remote computer repair. Second to none. The guy's a genius. But he's been going through these issues in his personal life for years. I don't even know. I haven't even asked him how old his kids are now. They got to be teenagers because they were little when I saw him. Had a computer die. Went out and bought a brand new laptop at a Best Buy on a Saturday and drove all the way up to Mackinac City, where he was in a hotel that he had rented for the weekend because they had an indoor pool, and took the kids swimming. Little boy and a little girl. And he literally transferred the hard drive from my dead computer, couldn't even turn it on. He transferred the data into the brand new computer. The guy's a genius. But family comes first. And everybody's got stories. I'm not going to get into all these text messages. My phone's blowing up. I'm not going to say any names, but I'm just going to say this. Trust me, family custody issues, it's very ugly. I just won custody of my son in Wayne County Court. Trust me, that says a lot for a man in this state. Absolutely. And what you had to go through to prove to the judge, to prove to the friend of the court, to prove what you had to prove in order to get custody, it was huge. How much time, money, and resources did you have to spend to get custody of your son? How many times had you had to fight with your ex? Once you divorce, you think you're done dealing with your ex-wife. You're divorced. I don't have to deal with her ever again. She can go her way, I'll go my way. Maybe she'll remarry, maybe I'll remarry, whatever. All I want to do is be able to pick up my kids in peace and have a nice weekend with them and return them home on Sunday night. Whatever. And when that doesn't happen, it can be devastating to people. I absolutely feel for these people. It's horrific. Nobody should be forced to deal with this. Got a reply text back. 10-year battle. Wow. 10 years of your life. Brother, I feel for you. Wish you didn't have to go through it. Hopefully your son now will recover from it and be able to move on with his life. He says, the damage to my soul has been unbelievable. I pray for you, man. I can relate. Over the years of doing this show, people feel that they can share things with me after I get off the microphone. I can't tell you how many times I've had these phone calls. People desperate. Randy, I don't know what to do. Who should I call? Who should I reach out to? Well, my standard answer has always been, you need to talk to your county sheriff. County sheriff is responsible for enforcing the laws of the state of Michigan and the United States in your county. Well, I've talked to the sheriff, and he's not willing to do anything. Well, I guess the only thing you can do is reach out to the Michigan State Police. Reach out to your state representative. Reach out to your state senator. See if they can intervene, get involved in the process, and to help negotiate something that will at least give you the right to visit with your kids per the court order. If you're behind in child support, make a payment arrangement. Borrow some money from your parents or friends or whatever you got to do. I don't know what to tell people. And so this is why I've talked to Jonathan over the years, and we've decided that he needs to run ads to help our community, our listening area, our radio family. If people can reach out to him and he can give them some advice, hear what they're going through, hear their situation, hear their story, and in some way offer advice that might help them resolve these issues, act kind of like a mediator, if you will, a third party that can just offer some advice to try to get this worked out. That's what his mission is. He doesn't want others to suffer through all the things he's dealt with for the last 10 years and hopefully just improve people's relationships and do it with the focus of the kids. These young kids, I can't even fathom. But my dad died when I was 8. Was our childhood perfect growing up? No. Did mom and dad argue? Yes. They didn't get a divorce. My father died. And we were left with my mother, my brother, and I to move on with our life. You have to understand, it's painful. I got another text message. Your job as a man is to protect your wife and kids. And when it's your wife attacking you and the family, hurting the kids, you have to do something. That's basically what it boils down to. If she's damaging the children in any way emotionally, maybe even physically, God only knows. Well, as the man, you feel you got to do something, is basically what he's saying. I get it. Again, text me family. I'll share the information with you. You can pass it along. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this discussion with you guys. More text messages coming in. And again, whenever I talk about family, whenever I talk about this instituteforjustice.com, whenever I talk about this, I am not going to mention any names. I'm not going to mention who's texted me now. 8 different text messages with family that I'm sending the information to. I'm not going to talk about the names of the people sending text messages. I'm just going to read them as they come in. Another brother, patriot listener, longtime listener. It's a pain that never goes away, even when the kids are young adults. I understand. I totally can empathize with you guys. I get it. I have gotten enough of these calls over the years that in talking with Jonathan, I told him, I said, you know, you're not the only person going through this. You're not alone. I get calls all the time asking me for advice, and I don't know what to tell people. Again, my go-to has always been the county sheriff. If the county sheriff won't help, then the Michigan State Police, if that won't work, talk to your state rep, talk to your state senator. Well, again, it's a civil matter. You know, we're law enforcement. We deal with crimes. No, actually, deputy, county sheriff, county prosecutor, you deal with laws, both civil statutes as well as criminal statutes. That's a complete cop-out. I know you don't want to be bothered with some guy that's behind on his child support. He lost his job. Times are tough. He got behind on his child support, but he still wants to see his kids. He still feels entitled per law that he should be able to have his custody rights. Don't tell me it's not your job. You are paid by taxpayer dollars for everybody. All citizens of your county contribute to your pay, to your vacation, to your retirement plan. All of that is provided to you by your constituents in your county. And if they've got problems, if they've got issues that they're going through, you need to help people. This was years ago. I did a story on this show where a father who was refused custody, he had a weekend planned with his children. Him and his parents were going to do a family reunion where this father was going to bring the kids to a family reunion. As a matter of fact, I believe the story was that they were going to have the family reunion up near the child with these grandkids. And the entire family was coming. He told his ex-wife all about it. She knew about it. They were supposed to pick up the kids roughly at like 5 o'clock on Friday night after work. And going to spend the weekend together at the family reunion. And then he was going to have the kids back home 5 o'clock on Sunday. The mother never showed up at the McDonald's or where they were supposed to meet. the father being so distraught, just devastated, fearing the embarrassment of showing up at the family reunion without his children, went back to his house and blew his brains out. I covered the story. I remember it clear as a bell. This was years ago. I think 10, 11 years, I forget. I read that story on the radio, and I broke down. I mean, the way the story was written was powerful. And it was talking about this exact issue. Family court. Friend of the court. Child custody rights. Parental rights. And the kids were looking forward to it. They were so excited to see grandpa and grandma and the other family members. And they had this, it was a campground somewhere. Where was it? Frankenmuth? Jellystone? I forget. The guy went back, put a gun to his head, and committed suicide. That should never happen in this state. It shouldn't happen in the country. And if the friend of the courts only care about the money, they don't care about the people, they don't care about the dads, they don't care about the kids, they don't care about the moms. Maybe it's a reverse situation. Custody, from what I understand, normally goes to the mother. The father's the one that has the visitation rights. Well, hard times happen. Sometimes you're not able to pay what you're obligated to pay, court ordered to pay. I get it. But does that mean you shouldn't be allowed to see your kids? Where the kids are held basically as weapons in order to collect child support. It's an ugly situation. The pain does not go away. It's got to stop. We're going to shed light on it. We're going to hopefully help some people. So again, if you know anybody, text me family and I'll send you the information. I've created the folder. Hour number three of today's show, we're going to get to Lansing news and other things happening. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term.